One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.org. One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.org.
Drivers who switch and save with Progressive could save hundreds. With that kind of money, you could go big time on a fancy water bottle
with ultra titanium alloy metal.
You're not sure why you need all that. I mean, it just holds water.
But you're getting it anyway. Because if you're hiking near an active volcano and you accidentally drop the bottle into molten lava, your water will still be icy cold. Switch to Progressive and you could save big time for water bottles. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates, not available in all states. Potential savings will vary.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th. So get your tickets now at Kosai.org.
Drivers who switch and save with Progressive could save hundreds. With that kind of money, you could go
big time
on a fancy water bottle
with ultra titanium alloy metal.
You're not sure why you need all that. I mean, it just holds water.
But you're getting it anyway. Because if you're hiking near an active volcano and you accidentally drop the bottle into molten lava, your water will still be icy cold.
Switch to Progressive and you could save
big time
for water bottles. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates, not available in all states. Potential savings will vary.
People have told stories of the strange and supernatural for centuries. Tales of the restless dead return to haunt the living. Whispers of damned souls doing the devil's bidding on earth. Rumors of inhuman things that still hunt the old forests, untouched by the glare of modern life. There may be more to these stories than you could ever imagine. Join us tonight as we delve into the deeper truth inside these mysteries.
Hello, how the devil are you all? Welcome back to Bizarre Tales. We have been away for fucking ages now, haven't we? Let's be honest. We have been so busy with work, Christmas, New Year, and yeah, it's just been a bit of a nightmare, and we finally have found some time to record. So, yeah.
I've got loads of other things I want to do on the other one as well.
Yeah, I've got episodes. We've got episodes coming out our ears, but no time to fucking record them.
No. But we are trying to do like, this is like on the road. We're on the road right now. You can't tell that, but we are. So hopefully this don't sound too bad. I mean, if it sounds shit, the recording, I mean, not the episode. All the episodes sound shit. But if the recording sounds shit, then let us know.
Yeah, because it's a different style of doing it, isn't it?
Yeah. Right. So here we go then. So we're looking at today. We're looking at the Welch Amityville. Okay, sometimes called the Hell Farm. And it's set in the Brecon Beacons, which is in Wales, Boyle. Do you know? And I should tell them the joke about the Welsh midget, shouldn't I?
What's that one?
With the which goes out in the rain. We heard the other night.
Oh, the Bernard Manning one.
Not Bernard Manning. Jim Davidson, wasn't it?
Yeah.
I'll tell them at the end. Anyway. Now, this story is set in Wales, but I think it sort of starts in Egypt. All right, because the family, and this is the rich family, and they recently got together All right. So the family were, what can I say? So let's just start from here, but I'm going to go into the Egypt bit as well. So,
yeah.
All right. So this is Liz and Bill Rich, okay, and they just got together. Now, Bill has a teenage son, and there's a bit of like a bonding thing or a thing. They decided to go on holiday.
Right.
So they go to Egypt, because he'd always wanted to go to Egypt anyway. He's an aspiring artist. He is actually an artist at this time, and he liked the look of Egypt, so he wanted to go. So they go to Egypt. They go to the pyramid really early in the morning to meet the old tourists. And they go inside, and Liz is sort of ahead of the boys, and then she goes into the room, and what she sees is like all these little white lights darting all over the place. And obviously that's unnerving, and she sort of starts heading back, and they sort of bump into her, and she's like trying to explain what she's seen, and they don't quite believe her, so they follow her into the chamber. And they feel this really strange presence, almost like being watched, that sort of sense.
Yeah. A lot of people get that.
Yeah.
In the pyramids.
Yeah, well, you know, I've heard this before. Like, so that's why I'm starting the story there, because I think I don't know if that has something to do with what happens next, but it's probably totally, you know, coincidental.
Yeah.
But they all felt unease, and they had to leave the pyramid. Okay, so that was like, say, and then so 1989, they decide to, he's struggling in London to make a living and all that. So he decides that they're going to move his now pregnant wife, this Liz, out of London. So they're looking for somewhere to move, and they decide to move to, like I said, the Brecon Beacons and this particular farm, which was called Howell Fanog, right?
Yeah, but that's not how it's pronounced, but.
Hey?
That won't be how it's pronounced.
Howell Fanog. That's it.
Yeah, but they're Welsh, so they say everything with like phlegm in the back of their mouth.
Hey, it was funny.
Yeah.
But anyway, the point is.
Yeah.
And this is, like, say, situated in the Brecon Beacons in Wales. Now, some people will know, some people won't know. The Brecon Beacons is absolutely crazy.
Yes.
The things that have gone down there are ridiculous. From, you know, you've got your wild man sightings, you've got your dogman sightings, you've got your UFO crashes that took place there, things like that. And if anyone has, or if you haven't, then you should go and watch the Rich Planet documentary on the Brecon Beacons. It's one of his UFO ones. It'll be on his archive somewhere on his website.
Yeah.
And he tells the story of those two teenagers that were skinned alive on the Brecon Beacons by a UFO, potentially.
Sounds lovely.
The lad was, he was basically, the first layer of skin was completely removed, so he's red raw. There was two teenagers went up there, you know, to a lover's lane to do what you do.
Mm.
Fuck. And the skin was totally removed from him. His testicles were removed, eyeballs were removed. I think her ovaries removed. There was a hole in her armpit. Some organs were removed. And it's just crazy.
Yeah, that's not a human that's done that.
No. And UFOs were seen over that period. So, like I say, that's just one of the things that happens there. But there's loads of other things. Okay, so the horror begins. When it comes to hauntings, right, a pattern and almost sort of goes in a very similar way. So you start with like little things moving around the house,
mm-hmm.
where people in the house, like you might get one person saying, "Now you just put them somewhere else. Oh, I can't find my keys. I put them on that fucking..." No, you didn't. You must have put them in, you know, that sort of thing.
Yep.
And you sort of like, sort of brush a load of it off, don't you?
Yes.
Then you start hearing the noises, and it could be this, it could be that, and then you start seeing things. That's normally the way these hauntings goes. And really, this one's not, doesn't break the mold if you follow what happened. So little things, almost unnoticeable, happened until activity progressed into unimaginable horror. Not so what the rich family experienced. The ghost that haunted their new home were all too eager to start things off immediately. In many hauntings, a sense of presence is commonly reported. All right, and this was no different. The entire family felt as if something deep in the shadows of the cornery shadows was looking at them, perhaps glaring. right, would be the right word. But basically, the feeling of being watched. And this was all the family that felt this. Well, Bill didn't feel it necessarily straight away. You know, he like I said before, he was sort of saying it's like new house jitters, it's the woods settling. This is an old, I should describe the house really, it's an old farmhouse. It's, you know, it's the stone walls, wooden beams, that kind of thing. And open plaster, no plaster work, you know, that sort of house. So, yes, there was a lot of settling. I mean, they had issues with heat and things like that, and I'll come on to that. But, you know, it's an old house. So easy to pass off a lot of this stuff. All right. But we all know about battery drain. All right, one of the most common reported things in hauntings is battery drain. I've had this happen to me a couple of times.
For those of you who don't understand Northern, that's battery
drain. Battery drain, yeah.
Yeah.
and that happened here. Well, to a greater extent, actually. All right. And people have speculated that maybe it's the ghosts feeding off the energy, that kind of thing. I don't know. I don't know if they give off some sort of magnetic field that, you know, interrupts the circuitry in these things. Who knows? But it's reported. All right. So one day, Bill opens the post to discover something that made his blood boil. The electric bill for the house was more than 7 times greater than what it should have been. Bill immediately contacted the power company, in which they sent out a technician. And the technician found the amount of power that the house was using very mysterious and almost, well, it was impossible.
Yeah.
You'd have to have every light on. You'd have to be running like washing machines all day. I mean, the bill was £700 for the month.
Which is about right now, but probably
yeah, not. But this is 1989, you know what I mean? Anyway, the technician couldn't find any issues. He checked the wire, he checked the meter. He checked some of the appliances in the house, couldn't find issues with them. Certainly wouldn't draw that much energy. If it was drawing that sort of energy, they explode.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And this went on and on. But the problem is with the power companies in England particularly, this is Wales, but in Britain, let's say, is if you do get a bill like that, you have to pay it.
Yes.
You know, because as far as they're concerned, you've used the energy.
Yeah, if you don't pay it, they just cut it off.
Yeah. So that's what happened, essentially. He had to pay the bill. And so he kept paying for people to come out, electricians and that, because the bills kept coming in like this.
Just move house, wouldn't you, at that point?
Yeah, and I'm not sure if that was ever really resolved. I mean, I know he went round turning everything off, all that sort of stuff, and presumably at some point it did resolve itself, because you wouldn't keep paying that.
No,
sort of money out, would you?
Absolutely not.
All right, so then we go on to footsteps and horrible smells. Again, pretty common. Again, this is an isolated farmhouse, middle of nowhere. So Bill was still putting a lot of this off. It's countryside smells. It's this. It's that.
Yeah, but that tends to be the thing with most sort of hauntings, or so you tend to rationalise it, don't you? Mm. So he's obviously just rationalising everything he's seen and heard.
Yeah, because they really did enjoy the house, you know what I mean? The house was pretty and all the rest of it.
That fucking much for electric, though.
No. Anyway, so loud thunderous footsteps were heard throughout the house, regardless of the time of day. Cold spots followed by horrific odours of sulphur and a sickening sweet scent of overpowering incense could be smelled around the house. It wasn't uncommon for the family to walk into a room and be enveloped by an odorous assault on the senses. And then, like say, walk out the room, walk back in, and the smell's gone. Now, I've experienced that, and
it's weird.
Utterly bizarre. All of these may seem to be part of the course for the hauntings, okay? But the situation was only about to get more extreme, even deadly.
Okay.
I say that, but it's not deadly.
It's not that deadly. No.
Density gets violent, all right. Potentially deadly, let's say.
Yeah.
That's a bit dramatic saying that. But anyway, at this nice nightmarish activity Bill and Liz faced in the house, two episodes really stick out that prove whatever was infesting their home was not playing games. Not long after giving birth to their baby girl, Liz was doing tasks every mother does, putting the baby down for a nap, as she sang to her newborn infant to sleep. The otherwise peaceful and sweet scene was broken when she heard the doors in the house slamming and getting closer until the door to the bedroom she was in violently slammed, waking the baby and frightening Liz. Now, this is, so she's in the bedroom and she can hear, like, the downstairs door go, then the next door, then the kitchen door, then the hallway door, then, do you know what I mean? The doors are moving, bam, 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 but getting closer to her until eventually it's in the door. Same room.
Yeah.
All right. When her screams reached Bill's ears, he came running to scared his wife so much. The frightened husband barged in and asked what had happened. A shaken Liz exclaimed that something slammed the door to the bedroom. You might be thinking, as Bill did, that perhaps it was a draft of wind that blew through the house and slammed the doors. Right, perfectly reasonable. Except the problem with that is that the door was already closed when it slammed.
Mm.
So she heard the door slam, but she was really looking closed at it.
That doesn't really make sense.
No, so it's more of like a residual thing than an actual, you know, the door's actually doing it. It's more of like a, you know, like I say, like a residual sort of haunting. A lot of the hauntings seem to focus on Liz, causing some to think perhaps the poltergeist was involved with Liz and she was its unwitting focus. However, as far as the poltergeists are concerned, they rarely ever try to kill. The one putting the energy out, all right? So you'd think that maybe she's not in danger because it's like a parasite, isn't it? You don't want to kill the host, so I mean.
Yes.
One night, while attempting to take a peaceful, much-needed respite from the haunting, Liz was physically attacked in the bathtub. Rough hands grabbed her and pushed her down under the water, attempting to drown her. Of course, this was no doubt frightening, but things were about to get worse. I mean, can you imagine that actually happening?
Not really.
You're in the bath and then somebody grabs you and
pushes you. Got to be one of the worst, because you can't see it as well.
Mm.
Do you know what I mean? It's got to be one of the worst fucking things to happen, isn't it? Really, yeah. When you think about it logically.
Well, I put this down as revelation because what happens next kind of gives you maybe an idea as to why this was happening, all right? So, not long after they moved in, they met their neighbour, and he was a cantankerous old man, was really not thrilled to have people from London living next door to him, as you can imagine.
No, I can't imagine. I don't know what you're on about.
We all know that feeling. Although the neighbour didn't change his tone, but he got more tolerable as the days passed on, okay? So one day, Bill asked the man whether he'd ever seen anything strange or heard anything strange about the property he was now occupying. And what he said shocked him. Bill discovered that the home was built using gravestones from the desecrated graveyard, all right?
Mm-hmm.
So essentially, where this farmhouse was built, there was an old, I don't know, it was a Bronze Age or whatever it was, but there was an old graveyard site by there, you know, like a mound, all that stuff. And obviously the stones were the right size to build with. So they took the stones from that grave site to build the house, the walls, all the rest of the things in the area. But obviously that brings with it its potential problems, doesn't it?
Yes.
And so that's maybe where this spirit came from. Obviously, a lot of people think that kids are more sensitive to the presence of spirits.
Yes.
You know, that sort of thing. And whether it's a thinning of the veil, maybe, because I've said this for a long time. But, you know, when kids are small, they have like an opening in their head.
Mm.
And obviously, as they get older, that calcifies, the skull fixes. So it becomes more solid.
Yeah.
And I wonder if that opening, when it's open, I wonder if that's the conduit to, do you know what I mean, to make you more...
Maybe, yeah. But then it closes pretty quick.
It does, but while it's still thin, I think you can still access it.
I mean, you do hear kids, you know, you hear stories, you know, Facebook, TikTok, whatever, wherever you watch, and you hear stories of people, you know, they're talking to their kids and the kids are like, oh yeah, well, they're the man in the end of the man in the room at the end, or, you know what I mean, a man at the end of my bed, and they're like, there's nobody there, you know, what are you on about? And it's that, I think kids have the ability, and I also put it down to, a lot of it down to, when you look at paranormal stuff, as a general rule, I think people who are completely closed-minded to it, they'll never see it.
No.
You know, well, they might see it, but they'll rationalize it. You know, that sort of a, you know, you've been in situations yourself with people who are completely closed-minded to this sort of thing, and they just won't ever admit what they've seen. And I think with a child, because they're so innocent, it's that things like that don't mind showing themselves because they don't really comprehend what they're seeing. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
That would be my thought process to it. And then majority of adults, I mean, you, even now, I mean, like we've spoken about this before, how much evidence out there is there for Bigfoot? You know, there's tons and tons and tons of evidence. And yet every day at work I hear, oh yeah, well, Lee believes in Bigfoot, you know, or things like that. Do you know what I mean? And it's people now, even now, with all the evidence, still take the piss.
Mm.
Because it's just they either don't want to know, they don't believe it, or they're just completely closed-minded to the belief that there's something else out there.
Well, this is the thing. I mean, they don't look at the evidence, and no. Then they wonder. Then they come to a conclusion that they wonder why everyone else got a different conclusion that's looked at the evidence. And it's the same with... obviously, COVID was a good example of that.
Yeah.
You know, how many arguments did you have? Well, arguments, conversations did you have with people that just didn't have a fucking clue? You know?
Oh, God.
They still want to wear...
Everyone in my family.
Yeah. They want to run around with two masks on, not one mask, and all this shit. And it's like... It's, anyway, that's a good example. And then, obviously, politics would be another example and what's going on around the world.
Mm.
But in this case, the kids had a playroom in the house. And quite often, in the corner of this playroom, they'd see this shadowy figure of an old lady watching them.
Right.
And the kids, all of them, said that she was quite stern-looking. But they didn't really fear her, which is weird. They more saw her as like, not like a guardian, but they saw her as like, what would be the expression?
A nanny.
Yeah, that sort of figure. The Sora is like an adult
mother
sort of
figure.
Yeah, just watching and make sure they're all right, sort of thing. You know what I mean? But not really getting involved. And like I said, they all saw her, but never really worried too much about her.
Mm.
All right. Other things happened in the house. There was an oil lamp, an oil heater. Sorry, you know, the old fashioned ones that had actual oil in them. So
yeah.
As that rises, it gets hotter. But this one would heat up, but there was no oil in it.
Hmm.
You know, it's just impossible.
Yeah.
You know, you see lights go on that are not plugged in, those sorts of things. The toilet. Liz went to use the toilet one day, and the actual toilet itself was loose. So when she sat in it, the fucking toilet all moved. So she rung up her plumber, and she said, oh, you'd have to come out and fix this toilet. Anyway, he came out and had a look at the toilet, and he was like, you know, there's nothing wrong with it. And she was like, well... It was loose this morning. And he said, well, I can't see what's wrong with it. Anyway, this went on, and then it happened again. And then when he came back the next day, the fucking toilet was in another room. It was like outside the fucking bathroom. But they had other issues with the heating, and the previous tenants, I think, had the similar thing where she was talking to somebody local, and they put her in touch, because they had problems with their heat, and they put them in touch with this local plumber. This local plumber comes around, and he said, I've been here before. He actually had an apprentice with him, and the apprentice came in the first day, and he said, I'm not going back in the house again. It's just something about the house. I can't work there. And so he had to leave the apprentice basically doing on other jobs. And while he focused on this himself, but he came in, sorted the heating out. And he said to her that he's had problems in the past with his house, because the woman that previously lived there, he said, she used to ring me up, say, meeting's not working. He used to come out and all the radiators would be off the wall, like pulled off the wall. And he'd go around and fix them all back up and that, get the heating running, it'd be working. And then the next day she'd ring him up saying, the heating's not working again. And he'd go back, and it'd all be off the wall again. And she was a little old woman, there's no way she's ripping them off the wall. And maybe he went like 5, 6, 7 times. And he was saying to her, he's saying, this house is something wrong with this house.
Yeah.
So that was like the first sort of confirmation that she got, other than what, like I said, the old boy next door saying that the gravestones were used. But this was like the first confirmation that she got from someone else who had been in the house and seen shit happen in there.
Yeah.
All right.
Sounds like a horrible place to live.
Yeah. And that was back in the 60s when that guy had done the radiator. So, you know, it's been going on for quite a while. A second commonly witnessed apparition was a shadow figure. And this shadow figure was 7 foot tall with, you know, it looked like a human sort of shape, but it was 7 foot tall with no face.
Humans do grow that big.
Yeah, I'm not sure that shadow figures do have faces.
I can't imagine it. Well, then it wouldn't be a shadow figure if it had a face. It would be a person just in black clothing or...
No, because they're see-through, but... Yeah, I think the two that I've saw never had faces. No, they didn't have faces, but you could tell they was looking at you still.
Yeah.
You know, you could feel that you knew they was looking at you. Well, yeah, that one, the first one, definitely knew he was looking at it because he tried to run away.
But see, I've never seen anything like that. I'd love to see it, but then I don't know if I would love to see it. Do you know what I mean?
Well, we saw that one at that church, didn't we? Remember when Andy was in the pulpit thing? And there was that one stood in the back?
No.
Yeah, we was at that church and we had the torch, didn't we?
I didn't see that.
Yeah, you did. It was at the back of the room. They thought it was Andy's shadow, but the torch was like looking this way, and obviously he's up there. So it wasn't him.
I don't remember that.
Yeah, that was at that.
I just remember him baffling on about thinking he was talking to King Henry. That was hilarious.
That was something at the back of the room there. But anyway, where did I get to? So
I didn't even know that. I took my kids into that bloody church. I wish I hadn't now.
So it follows your own.
Yeah. We go every year, we go and do like Halloween pictures. So we all dressed up as like, well, in fact, I dressed up as a clown. And we went into this church, that same one, the abandoned church, and took loads of pictures in the graveyard and in the church and things like that.
Well, it's not abandoned.
Well, it's disused then.
Well, no, they still use it.
No, they don't.
Yeah.
Do they?
Yeah, that one with still like electrics and all that.
Yeah, I didn't think
yeah,
it was.
No, they still use it, yeah.
Why is it open then?
So, okay, refuge, isn't it?
Oh.
But anyway,
didn't know that. I just assumed it was disused.
So that shadow figure, that shadow person, if you like, was seen walking around the house, would often appear at the foot of beds, glaring down at people. Again, they got this obsession, shadow people got this obsession with us sleeping. I don't know what it is, but...
Maybe it's purgatory.
To me, it feels more like... do you remember the BFG? They used to give you dreams and stuff like that.
Yeah.
Something like that that they're doing. And I don't think it's good things that they're doing, but they are obsessed with people sleeping, people in bed, people, you know, making love and stuff like that. They'll watch you do that at the foot of your bed. Shit like that. Remember?
I wouldn't know. I don't. Yeah, I'm married.
Well, yeah, that's true. Yeah. Anyway, so you can imagine that's pretty scary.
Just a bit.
And people that saw it said it did fill them with absolute terror and dread.
Yeah, I get that.
One night, as the couple slept, they were awakened by the unmistakable sound of the door opening. As they peered into the darkness, they could make out a skeletal hand holding the door open. When the hand slammed the door, Bill turned on the lights and their eyes were met by an unimaginable horror. A figure dressed in a dark black hooded robe loomed over their bed, glaring down at them. and it only vanished after they both let out blood-curdling screams.
What? That's fucking... Do you know what? That's just made the hair stand up on my arm.
Yeah. Well, like I say about this, people see this all the time. You know, I used to have a friend who... something used to get in bed with her all the time. Literally, she could feel it, like, crawl on the bed and then lay behind her. And she obviously couldn't turn around.
No.
But anyway, the kid, Lawrence, I think his name was he started to show signs of aggression. Obviously, he was teenage at the time, but there's times where, like this one, for example, he was given some money to paint his room. So he was kicking off all the time, and he wanted to paint his room. So Bill gave him some money so he could paint the room, sign appease him.
Yeah.
All right, so he went out, bought a paint. Anyway, he locked himself in his bedroom, painted the bedroom. And then when they actually eventually saw what he painted it like blood red. You know, pretty fucking weird. But anyway, and he just became more and more withdrawn. There was another time when his grandmother was over, and apparently when him and his grandmother were really close, as you are with grandparents normally, and he came straight in the house, stormed in, and started storming straight up the stairs to his bedroom, because it's pretty much what he did every day. And his grandmother tried to have a chat with him, like, and he just turned around to her and said, like, leave me alone, fuck off. And but they said it was in a voice that was unrecognisable to them. So it didn't even sound like him. Almost like a bit of a possession going on here. Liz herself was possessed in the kitchen of the house as well. Bill started showing behaviour that went completely against his character. But this coincided with the way his artist work sort of fallen off. So he started to get commissions for things. It'd be halfway through doing painting or whatever. And then all of a sudden it fall through.
Yeah.
That sort of shit. So that, I mean, that's going to make you...
Bad luck, yeah.
Yeah, a little bit pissed off. So so that was going on. It just got to the point where he couldn't even focus on what he was doing, and he started to look more and more into the occult as well, which he kept from Liz as well.
Yeah.
You know, whether that was something in the house making him do that, or whether the stuff in the house was making him interested in this and seeing if you could get to the bottom of what was going on. Sort of half a dozen of one, isn't it? Six of one, half a dozen of the other, but who knows? But yeah, he spent hours in his studio alone, you know, all that stuff, looking at this ancient wisdom sort of stuff. You know, he came violent, mood swings, all this sort of shit. I mean, there was one time there where he...
Weird to think a house can do that. Like,
oh, yeah, yeah. Well, again, because sometimes it's just the wrong people in the wrong house as well.
Yeah.
So, like, another family are moving. I mean, it's occupied now, this house. But they'll move in and then they don't have any issues. So it's the makeup of... It's weird how it happens. But everything was kicking off to the point here now where they finally decided that they was going to have to get somebody in to cure the situation. You know, what we call sort of an exorcism, wouldn't we? So... that sort of stuff. But incidentally, Bill's painting work, that sort of took a twist as well, because while he was struggling to get work, someone locally, horse owners locally, they had a place up nearby, and they wanted a painting done of their horses. All right? Yeah. They had this beautiful fucking racehorse, black he was, and they wanted a painting of him. So took him out to see him. He did a quick sketch. He said, give me a couple of weeks and he'll come back. So anyway, so he paints this picture. And for whatever reason, he just could not get the back left leg right. So he'd sketch it, not right. Sketch it again, not right. Sketch it again. Just couldn't get it to look right. The rest of the horse, absolutely brilliant. And I've seen the picture and it's great. But this back leg, he just couldn't get it how he wanted it.
Yeah, makes sense.
Anyway, so he did it as best as he could. Finished the painting and went to present it to the owners, knocked on the door, said, I've got your painting. And he unveiled it and they just burst into tears. And he thought, fucking hell, you know what I mean?
Either it's really good or it's really shit. It's one or the other, isn't it, in that situation?
But it turns out that horse, their prize racehorse, had broken its leg, which incidentally was the back left leg. Exactly where he painted the picture of this horse standing is where this horse broke its leg. And it's the same leg he couldn't get right in his painting. And obviously the horse, you know what they have to do to horses, to shoot them. So it had to be shot. So obviously they're seeing the picture and that. And wow. I think they still paid him for it.
Yeah, I would have thought so. Because if you would, it's a pet. And racehorses are extremely well looked after. So I think it's something they'd probably...
Yeah, it's not his fault, is it?
Yeah, they'd treasure it anyway.
Okay, so... searching for help, Liz contacted a number of mediums, spiritualists and clergy.
Wasn't Andy, was it?
No. When they visited, they picked up on some unnerving history that occurred on the property. According to them, the cause of the haunting was from three sources. All right, the desecrated gravestones, which we've already spoke about, various murders that took place on the property back in 1848. A young farm hand was killed by a friend who hit him on the head with an axe and buried him on the property. See, in the old days, you can get away with shit like that, couldn't you?
Yes.
If someone pissed you off, you could just hit them with an axe.
Yep.
You know what I mean? Well, I suppose you can in Iran. But anyway, where was we? The third piece of news was the most disturbing. Satanic rites were done there, including animal sacrifices carried out on the property, and it would seem that this was causing the ongoing situation that the rich family had with their own animals. All right, they had a guinea pig that, like, as soon as they moved in, this was pretty much within the first few weeks of them moving in, the guinea pig was found dead in the cage. The cat run off, the dog went crackers, the goat had two babies, two kids, and killed one of them immediately, just crushed it, stamped all over it. The pig got an illness and had to be put down. So animals on this farm, and it weren't really a farm, it was more of a small olive when they took over it. Obviously it used to be a farm, yeah. But they still had enough little bit of land there to have these goats and things like that. But again, they all died. You know, so something was going on with the thing. So that was the three options, really, for what was causing the haunting. Now, it might be one of those three, it might be all of those three, or it might be a combination of some of the three. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
That's what we know. All we know now is that after this all happened, Bill became more and more withdrawn. He just became more violent and all the rest of it. Eventually, the couple had to separate. They moved away. They went to Cowbridge. And like I said, now the farm itself is occupied by a new
people. Family.
And as far as we know, there's no issue.
Hmm. Very interesting, isn't it? And it's like the house, maybe it's followed them. You know.
Well, there's no issue where they are now.
So it's just
that, like, while it was there,
picked the family that
sometimes
it like.
The wrong people in the wrong house.
Yeah,
you know, the right time, right place sort of scenario. And I don't know what it is. I don't know if it's genetics. Now, I mentioned this on that previous episode we did, but that was it, Gary Nolan, that scientist on the 60 Minutes program. Yeah, I think it was. And he was talking about, you know, parts of people's brain, now he's looking into it, and that they can see parts of the brains that makes you more susceptible to seeing UFOs and all this shit. So that's genetics.
Hmm.
So maybe this is something to do with that. Maybe it's, you know, you're born, like, I know they used to say, didn't you, you're born with the gifts and all that shit, but maybe it is something like that. Maybe you... It is. Maybe it's easier for certain people to see certain stuff than it is others. Like, yeah. This, you know, not stuff that's like, you know, if you went out looking for Bigfoot or that sort of shit, then obviously that's the different scenario. That's based on, probably more based on luck and skill. Yeah. Mostly luck, I would say. If you're looking in the right place, that sort of stuff. Incidentally, again, I was talking to someone, this will have to go on the other episode because I'm going to do a bit more digging on this, but I was talking to someone the other day and they live just round not too far from where we live, and many report they've heard some weird shit going on the A18, and people actually in that area call it the AAT monster. I was telling
you
why.
Yeah, yeah.
So people are seeing stuff up there all the time, and a lot of people report it looking like a wolf. When it crosses the road, it looks like a big wolf. Now, we don't have wolves in Britain.
No, we don't.
And yet all these people who are just, you know, down to earth, a lot of them are farmers, that sort of stuff, keep seeing this creature. And it's well known, you know, it's like I said, it's called the AAT monster for a reason. People see it constantly. Yeah. So obviously I'm going to do a bit more digging into that, and I'm going to do a bit more, I'm actually going to go there a bit more regular.
And try and find
and
out.
And see what I see. Now, I know that there's a place there where somebody did die years ago, and that they ruled it as a suicide. But everybody that knew the situation...
knew it wasn't.
Knew it wasn't. Well,
like Jeffrey Epstein.
But he's still alive. You're going to hear from him this year.
He's not still alive. And it wasn't suicide.
He's coming out this year, you watch.
You reckon?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I'm not sure about that. But before we finish, I've just found a review that we've had. Have you seen the
news? Do you want me to do the joke?
Do you want to do the joke first? Or
no, you can do the review first.
All right. So it's actually a 5-star review, which is really good. And I'm going to read it to you. You tell me if you know what podcast this is talking about here. So it says UFO show, 5 stars. And it's it says Sandra B. 1926. And it's from someone called Shari McCann from Wisconsin.
Wow.
Yeah. So it says, after one show...
That's in America,
yes. After one show, I believe
the land of the used to be free.
Yeah, I believe I'm a fan. We have two young men... Well, I'm younger than you. You're old. Delivering a show that had my attention, and without one of them acting like a clown and talking like an idiot... Do you know what podcast it's on about? What's the one that just won the British podcast awards, where you go, oh my god, did he shoot him with a ray gun? That fucking I can't remember what it's called.
It's Paranormal Life.
Yeah, fucking idiot. It says you can have pleasant banter and deliver a solid podcast. I'm listening to another show now. So yeah, great review. I'm always happy for good reviews. It's much better.
So Sandra, yeah, I spoke to her.
Did you speak to her?
Hmm.
Yeah, she's left us a very, very good review.
Well, I'll send her a message saying thank you. Then,
yeah.
She should listen to Absolute Poppycock. She'd like that.
Yeah, maybe. Well, it's not for everyone's liking, is it?
No. Oh. So this Welsh midget, Shad.
Yeah, go on.
Before we go. And again, remember, like I said before, if this sounds crap, then if the quality sounds crap, then let us know, because obviously we are on the road, so this is the only way we can really do it. So hopefully it sounds all right, and then we can...
I think it will do.
And we can keep doing it that way. And we was going to say before, weren't we, like, if you can help us out in any way, obviously we do have the tip jar.
Yes, and some people have used it, so yeah, thank you.
I mean, Kay dropped some in there, a very generous amount again.
Yeah.
So thank you very much, awesome. Kay. Thanks for that. You know, there is ways to do, you know, people listening, like I said before, you know, if everybody chucks $2 in there, if you listen to the episodes, if you listen to all the episodes, like, I don't know how many it is now, like 300 or something, but if you've listened to them all and you haven't took $2 in, then you're a paedophile, basically.
Yeah. Well, I mean, the thing is, right, if you was to... Like, but I mean, most people pay, like, you pay Netflix or whatever, and I pay £16 a month for Netflix, right? And I I've got the family one and we can all use it and all that crap. But anyway, I pay...
Anyone can use it anyway.
Yeah, well, anyway, I pay £16 a month for Netflix. And I probably get, I don't know, 2 hours of entertainment a day. Nah, probably not even that. Probably about 8 hours a week, something like that. 7 or 8 hours of entertainment a week. Now, if you was to work out that most people listen to one of our shows every week, that's 1 hour of entertainment every week. right? So if you was to divide 16 from 8, that's £2 for every hour of entertainment. So if everybody used the same basis as Netflix and was to put £2 in every week, we'd be able to quit and do this full time.
Mm.
The amount of listeners, if, to be honest, £2 a month, we'd be able to quit and do this full time if everyone did it.
Yeah, and then and then we won't have to do these shitty little shows. We could do more.
Yeah.
Big, proper.
But I don't want to turn into Phil Holmes and beg for money. But
no.
Yeah.
No, not, but like I said before, but yeah, it does. You know, $2, a few dollars, don't have to be $2, it can be as much as you fucking want. But
oh, yeah, the more the merrier.
There, you know, like I said before, otherwise you're just basically Jeffrey Epstein. At that point, if you're not putting in, if you listen to all the shows, then fuck me, what are you doing? But yeah, there's the t-shirts, things like that. Like I said before, you know, go on there, buy a t-shirt, that helps us out. You get a t-shirt out of it. What more do you want?
Yeah.
But yeah, help us out. You know, put your hand in your pocket. Fuck's sake.
You sound like Bob Geldof now.
Yeah. But we won't send it to Africa and waste it.
No. It'll go on Popeyes.
We'll actually fucking use it for what we need to do so we can get out of this situation we're in. But anyway, the joke was this as follows. I won't do it in a Welsh accent. I don't think I do a Welsh accent.
No, anymore. I don't think you can.
No, I don't think I can. So, this midget, she's out in the rain and Fanny is absolutely sore, real sore. Anyway, so she goes down to the doctor's. Next day, she goes to the doctor's. She walks into the doctor's surgery and she says, oh, she says, doctor, me Fanny, oh, when it rains, me Fanny's so sore. And the doctor says to her, well, let's have a look at it then. Anyway, he has a look at it and he says, well, there's nothing wrong with it. You know, it looks fine. And she says, well, it's not raining. And he says, why? And she says, no, it only happens when it rains. He went, oh, right, well, come back when it's raining then. Anyway, so a couple of days later, or an hour later in Wales, She comes back and she says, doctor, you know, it's raining, and look at me Fanny. And he has a look at it and goes, whoa, fucking hell. He says, that is proper bad. You know, it's proper swollen and red and rushed. She says, oh, yeah, no. She says, it hurts like a bastard. He says, I think I can solve the problem here. She says, oh, can you, doctor? He says, yep. He said, I'm going to need to use a scalpel or maybe a pair of scissors. She went, oh, do what you need to do, doctor. She says, I can't stand this anymore. So he goes down and cuts away. And he comes up and he says, right. He says, do me a favour. He says, just walk up and down the surgery and see how that feels. So she walks up, she walks down, she goes, fucking hell, doctor. She says, it's never felt better. What have you done? And he says, I've cut 2 inches off the top of your wellies.
Still funny, even though I've heard it.
Stilly, isn't it?
Yeah.
But anyway, so that being said, help us out. Stop being a pedo.
Yeah.
And hopefully we'll be, if this works, then we should be able to get more shows out fairly.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
And on the other one as well.
And I've got
Bigfoot and Dogman show.
I actually have another episode. So do you want me to add it on to this or should we just...
No, I'll do it separate because I'm going to get
that
stuff for the... that bloke was killed by a werewolf.
Right. Cool. Well, thanks for listening.
Yep. Help us out. All the shit's in the program notes. If you can't find it there, then contact one of us. Facebook, Instagram.
OnlyFans.
OnlyFans. but yeah, Instagram, Facebook, they're the ways to contact us. If you need those things, the links are there. Obviously, you can go on barbarianbreed.com, you can go on Barbarian Breed Facebook page, and you can buy a t-shirt from there.
Yeah.
But yeah, that being said, thank you very much for listening, and Happy New Year. Because I don't think this is
the first. No, I think this is the first one that we've done together, at least.
So we can still say that. Happy New Year, and we'll see you on the other side.
Well, they've gone. No, just for now. It wasn't the right time for us to meet. But there'll be other nights, other stars for us to watch. They'll be back.
We're One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.org.
Drivers who switch and save with Progressive could save hundreds. With that kind of money, you could go big time on a fancy water bottle with ultra titanium alloy metal. You're not sure why you need all that. I mean, it just holds water. But you're getting it anyway. Because if you're hiking near an active volcano and you accidentally drop the bottle into molten lava, your water will still be icy cold. Switch to Progressive and you could save big time for water bottles. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates, not available in all states. Potential savings will vary.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.org.
Drivers who switch and save with Progressive could save hundreds. With that kind of money, you could go big time on a fancy water bottle with ultra titanium alloy metal. You're not sure why you need all that. I mean, it just holds water. But you're getting it anyway. Because if you're hiking near an active volcano and you accidentally drop the bottle into molten lava, your water will still be icy cold. Switch to Progressive and you could save big time for water bottles. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates, not available in all states. Potential savings will vary.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.org.
Drivers who switch and save with Progressive could save hundreds. With that kind of money, you could go big time on a fancy water bottle with ultra titanium alloy metal. You're not sure why you need all that. I mean, it just holds water. But you're getting it anyway. Because if you're hiking near an active volcano and you accidentally drop the bottle into molten lava, your water will still be icy cold. Switch to Progressive and you could save big time for water bottles. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates, not available in all states. Potential savings will vary.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.org.
Drivers who switch and save with Progressive could save hundreds. With that kind of money, you could go big time on a fancy water bottle with ultra titanium alloy metal. You're not sure why you need all that. I mean, it just holds water. But you're getting it anyway. Because if you're hiking near an active volcano and you accidentally drop the bottle into molten lava, your water will still be icy cold. Switch to Progressive and you could save big time for water bottles. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates, not available in all states. Potential savings will vary.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.org.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. With Indeed sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Don't wait any longer. Speed up your hiring right now with Indeed. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/kidsandfamily. Just go to Indeed.com/kidsandfamily right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.